This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are changes coming to the way businesses in New York City can hire. Starting in 2023, companies there aren't going to be allowed to use artificial intelligence to screen job candidates unless the technology in question has gone through an audit to check for bias. There are laws in Maryland and Illinois to address the potential for algorithmic discrimination in hiring, and the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has a working group to study it. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
The internet has made applying to jobs easier than ever, but also less human, says Joseph Fuller at Harvard Business School.
When you open the faucet, all of a sudden a lot of applications started coming in, but no one's going to hit print 250 times.
So most big companies use some sort of automated recruiting system, narrowing the candidate pool using algorithmic filters.
If you don't have this, you're out. If you don't have that, you're out.
Anything from years of experience to your word choices. Companies are also increasingly using automated video interviews, says Lindsay Cameron at the Wharton School.
And it's sort of monitoring your tone and your facial expressions and, you know, the depth and quality of your responses as best as it can.
Which, though creepy, isn't necessarily bad, she says. Automated systems have the potential to bypass some human biases. But too often, bias is just built into the tech, says Nicole Turner-Lee at the Brookings Institution.
Computers are programmed by humans. They come with the same values, norms, and assumptions that humans hold.
Amazon reportedly scrapped the AI recruiting system it was using a few years ago over concerns about gender bias. She says the algorithm was trained on historical data about successful candidates.
And because the data was trained on men, it kicked out any resume that suggested a woman's name, a woman's college, or a woman's extracurricular activity like the women's lacrosse team.
Likewise, facial recognition software can disadvantage people with darker skin when algorithms are trained on white faces. Turner Lee says there needs to be greater oversight to make sure AI complies with civil rights law. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.